And turning now to news from here at the Vatican, this morning Pope Benedict XVI delivered the eulogy at the end of the funeral of Cardinal Thomas Spidlick, a Jesuit who died on April 16th at the age of 90. The funeral mass was celebrated in St. Peter's Basilica by Cardinal Angelo Sodano, Dean of the College of Cardinals. Emer McCarthy reports.
The great men of faith live immersed in the grace of God's will. They have the gift of perceiving His truth particularly clearly, and they thus can undergo harsh trials, just as Father Thomas Spidlick did, without losing their trust. Rather, they retain a sense of humour, which is certainly a sign of intelligence, but also of inner freedom. On Tuesday, Pope Benedict XVI led the College of Cardinals in remembering the Jesuit priest from the Czech Republic in a eulogy delivered from the high altar of St. Peter's.
La provvidenza li ha fatti incontrare e collaborare per il bene della Chiesa.
He said there was an evident resemblance between the late Cardinal and the Venerable John Paul II. Both were wont to make jokes, though having suffered difficult and in some ways similar personal circumstances in their youth. Providence led them to meet and work together for the good of the Church, with the particular aim that she might learn to breathe fully with both her lungs, as the Slavic Pope liked to say.
Padre Spidlick la scelse per motto del suo stemma cardinalizio, ex toto corde.
In choosing ex toto corde, with all my heart, as his motto, the Cardinal placed his life within the commandment to love, inscribing his entire existence in the primacy of love and of charity. Pope Benedict XVI concluded his eulogy by recalling Cardinal Spidlick's membership of the Society of Jesus. In other words, he said, he was a spiritual son of Saint Ignatius, who placed the contemplation of God in the mystery of Christ at the center of faith and spirituality. In this symbol of the heart, East and West come together, not in a devotional, but in a profoundly Christological sense. I'm Emer McCarthy.